I'm not late, I'm late. Okay. I apologize, I have a lie, so we got the message. Okay. So let's continue. Just a few hours on this second of Zainam and Aleph. Rashi, the Gemara, had raised the kasha. Let's read again. We saw the sugya last time, but Abaye raised a question regarding this issue of relationship between the dolphin for sukkah purposes and dolphin for Shabbat purposes. Does it mean the Shabbos of sukkah is the thing we discussed already? So Esau Abaye, Umiyam Mina Migo, who even says that such a Migo exists? Well, Tanya, dolphin sukkah, dolphin Shabbos, yeah, but Uvavad, Shoye, Ben Konel, Chaver, Shoshat Fochim. Okay? There shouldn't be more than a space of more than three tefachim between the posts. The Yisera Shabbos on Sukkah, Shabbos Shabbos, Eina Teres, Elab Omen, Murala Porat, Masha Eina came to Sukkah. Okay? And Shabbos, you need to have the amount of standing space, amount of actual wall space, has got to be greater than the total amount when you tally everything up. And indeed, if everything's three tefachim apart, but it's possible that there'll be more space than standing, right? That's no good by Shabbos, but it's good by Sukkah. So let's see Rashi. This is Rashi, after lines get wide. 9 lines on top. Shabbos ain't any terrors. Meaning, says Rashi, you have it. In yesh bo psochem harbe, she'ein bo tzuris ha-pesach, v'rabi ma'al ha'omen, v'mal ha'omen. Right? Shabbos, that's no good if there's many openings, many spaces. Ma'ashen kem besukkah, the tzagi le b'shtayim kuchos, v'shus ha'filo tefah. V'afilo ha'al psochem b'shtay hadfanos, echar u'shnayim, v'chim z'arefes, l'hu b'reshtayim ha'putos, ha'al ha'paros movement, sure. Rashi says that it's the two whole walls, the shtayim kuchosim walls, have space, okay? Which means that now the net total is going to be a lot more space. Because remember, you don't have a third wall, and you don't have most of the fourth wall. You just have up until it's just a tefach of the third wall, shisafilu tefach. So if you had two full walls and shisafilu tefach, so then it's, I don't know, 52% standing and 48% open. But if you have in some of the two existing walls, you have space, and it's going to push it over the 50% mark. It's going to be parutz merubah la'am. It's going to be good. That's that's good by Sukkah. Good anyway. So I just want to look at some, just to clarify, the tour we have in source number 3 in our Chaim Sinan Tafra Shlavit says as follows. Bimbeis kilchos and tefach shish afil yesh b'rechutz of psachem harbe she'en b'en tzuris ha-pesach. Right, you notice that says she'en b'en tzuris ha-pesach because if it has a tzuris ha-pesach, so then it's meaning, you know, it's on the top, so then it's considered like the wall. Okay, sheker shet tzitzarif kol ha-parat yabruvah v'ksherah. Uvavad, but he says Shloya ben Pirtzi is Sarah Esamos. Okay, it's hard to imagine such a big sukkah, but if the Pirtzi is not more than 10 amos, okay, and b'miyesh patzur sapesa, and the tzur sapesa, afilu b'yesem esa ksheir, good even more. Now, our Rambam's al kosev afilu yeshu tzur sapesa, b'miyesh pa Pirtzi yesem amos me'aser psul. The Rambam says a Pirtzi yesem esa doesn't help even with the tzur sapesa. Okay, which is why, by the way, Hilchos Erevin, the Chumah of the Rambam, you would need a new lechi every 10 amos. So it's a person not going to work. Okay, in America, it's impossible. 10 amos, 18 feet, you'd have to have every 18 feet another post. You can't. I mean, again, if you're building an area around the hotel, or around the camp, or something like that, or in the yard, so you can be Choshev Shul Rambam. In Eretz Yisrael, they're Erevin, because there, you know, you can get permission to build, put up posts here, and you can't do that in the, you know, some main street here in the Teaneck or in New York or wherever you live, you know, just in Detroit, and they can't just put a post every 10, and the first people take it down, right? It's hard to, that's the sheet of the Rambam. And it's a Velon here, I don't have a Rosh on. The Rosh doesn't agree. So the Bach has an interesting aura. That was Dalit in this edition, source 4. We have a Shtaim Kilchos on Temple Shri's Afil Yesh Bishtem Mechitzes Psalm Harbi Mechul. Shom Tani, he says, this is our Gemara, the Sukkah in Teres Bepara, this Bach and the two is another Sukkah, it's in the Tafra Yishlam in our Chaim. So the Bach writes, Shom Tani, the Sukkah in Teres Bepara is Ruval Amor Pirish Rashi, Afilo HaPsach and Bishtei HaTfanos Echar Ushnayim. We gloss over this word. The Rashi, in the actual Shtayim Kilchosim walls, there can be one or two openings. The Chibin Tzarfus Lo, and therefore if you add those one or two openings, the Hadei Shtayim, the other two walls that are basically completely open, open less one tefa, have the parts where we're shori. Al-Kainer, Al-Korchuk, Mashman Perusho, the Dafka Bechi Hai Governor of the Shari, Medayak and Rashi. Now when does Rashi allow Parutz Muba Omen? That's when the two Omen walls, the two standing walls are themselves, what? Omra parts. That's why it could be one or two openings. right? But the two, in other words, the fact that we don't, in other words, it's not completely accurate to say that Omer Barubala Paritz is okay by Sukkah. It's okay if the two walls are basically solid, the two walls that are standing, two Kilchosim walls are Omer, sorry again. It's not accurate to say that by Sukkah, Paritz Barubala Omer works automatically. It doesn't automatically work. The two standing walls, the two Kilchosim walls, have to be Omer Barubala Paritz. Even though the total talent, consider all four directions, so then the total talent is more, oh, but that's okay. But Dafka Kiagam Bishar, Avalima Omed Bishtei Dahadafana Supachos Maparats. But if the two Kilchasim walls, the Omed is less than the Pachos Maparats, Shibishtei Dahadafana Atsun and Psula Rashi. The Gambalash Rabbeinu Mashma King, and that's how the Bach writes, the Torah seems to agree. Shekosav Shekitish Tzarif Kol Haparats. When do we say that it's okay, Paras Rav Omed, when you add up all the Paras? Okay, the total four-sided package. Klomar, Bahada, Ashtama, Prutos, Yem Rubal Omed, Ksheru. The Ma'acha, Shanishar Ba Omed, Kol Kacha, Shim Rubal Aparas, Shubishtayat, Fanas Atzman, Imke Nishar Ba Omed, Ro Heksha Sukkah, the Apple Pisha Kitash Shakisha Tatar, Kol Omed, Lo Yebo Shibal Shiva, Shu Heksha Sukkah, Fulami Ksheru, Bro, Dubukugul. Gamaranzal Hechmed, the Ainturus of Pesach, Matir Masham Shu, Dofu Sukkah, Elbe Dofu Shishis. Okay, and he adds that even the Tzuras HaPesach, okay, Tzuras HaPesach, which kind of makes a wall, okay, but the Ran is suggesting, we'll see that in Chaim, you saw the Chaim at the end, okay, but the Tzuras HaPesach, even the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work on those other two walls. Okay, the basic two walls have to be regular Omed walls. Okay, that's the story. Yeah. Now, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, some Tof Reish Lamed, number 5. Okay. Okay. We have to go back to this also. We have two facing walls in the middle. There's an open thoroughfare, through way. Right. In that case, like Simon, right? You need the, you can't suffice it with a tefach. You need a pas dalag. Right. Some of you put it, you know, within love of one of the two walls, clear. The Gamazet Tzarchos Tzuris HaPesach. That was the addition of Velezer, who was it again? Yeah, so who said you have to have a Tzuris? Oh, Shulman Levy, right? Shulman Levy said you have to have a Tzuris HaPesach. Just a minute. The other round, yeah. This was a Rambam? Who's the speaker here? Who said he had to put the Tzuris HaPesach? Rabbi. I'm a rabbi. In the Torah, it's Tzuris HaPesach. Correct. So rabbi. The rabbi. Okay. Anyway, so that's the Shulchan Aruch rules. Ramo adds, Rav Yesh Omer, but some disagree, Rav Yesh Omer Sheim Zet Tzorach Tzuris HaPesach. Okay? Question will be passed that way. Okay, the Ramo adds, Avalim Ika Dofen Zayin Below Lovod, Ein Tzorach Kan Tzuris HaPesach, Et Sof HaKosa. But if you already have Heksha Sukkah, we discussed that too. You don't need now to make a Tzuris HaPesach all the rest of the wall, however long your wall is. Okay? Ho, Ika Dofen Zayin, Shishir Heksha Sukkah, V'chol Shekein, Shein Tzuris HaPesach, Kishar Dofen Shlema. So the Taz on this Mechaber writes in Kotten Vav, similar to the Bach as well, once it appears. So Kotten Vav, Haparetz Mishtei Ruchos Haprutzim Legamrei, Im Hapirtzah Shebechal HaPsachim, Vehu Bechal Meruba Ala Omid, Sheesh Bishne Mechitza Atefa, Atefa, Vaz Mutter, okay, Vashakein Him Avur Barashi, Mashma. Here's the key line again. Aval koponim, you have mechitzos atzman, the two mechitz themselves, then you need omed rubal aparts. You can't kosher, how kosher Rashi, neze the dofen suka kosher, imesh mechitzos shesi below erev. Okay. Aval pish, yesh menem avir pochos megimel. Hakonim shemachitza kala etzva afilu hachi kasher mitam lovu ubezev vadeish mechitza atzu parts mulama belitzer mechitzos. Right now we had the case in Irving, the you know, the, like the one make like a corral, the travelers who were stuck in the Biko, you know, for Shabbos, they can put in the horizontal ropes, and that's what the whole mission, right? So he says, how could that work? Okay. But Tzarek Lomar, the Yeshchilov, Bedavar, because there are certainly parts of Rav Amod, even in the two Tilchasim walls. But Tzarek Lomar, the Yeshchilov, Bedavar, Kishain, Pirtsa, Gedolo. Rakola Pirtsa, call Echad, Bifin, Atzma, Pachas, Migil. The Taz is interesting, Chilov. He says, if every Pirtsa itself is small, so you constantly have love. Azmutter, Afilov, and Parts, Maruba, Bos, Machitza. Even the total, that a little different than what we're saying. But we said until now that at least the wall itself, the two walls, the two kachasim walls, have to be omer ruvel apart. The total package could be parts of ruvel omer, but the two mechitzas is saying not so. Even the two standing walls, they can also be total, net total space, can be more parts, okay, than omer, but if it's within three, it can't have a big gap, okay? And that's what he said. Pirtsa gedola. Oz motafil parts ruvel osu mechitza. Came I mean love it. Have a cola over consosum, ain't a condition, pizza, achas, gedolum, yosu be gimbal tochum. Vitzorach atola hatir with tom to have a kapesa, or surashal upon him, osu mechitza, omed maruba. He's saying that when you have a large opening, a larger opening, three tochum, and then you're going to, you have to basically, you have to be matrix, so to speak, because, well, you consider it like an opening. Okay, you consider it like an opening. That already, you can't do it if there's going to be more of that than there is the omer. And really, the kernel of the Chaim is here. Because remember what he said, we'll see the Chaim shortly, but he said that an opening by itself is not a Pesach. A Pesach, by definition, means an opening between walls. Right? In other words, that this is, we saw the Chaim, a Pesach means that there's walls on each, there's dofan, mechitza, what you want on each side. And then there's a Pesach in the middle. Okay, that's what creates a Pesach. So the Taz is really saying that over here. You can't have, you know, no real walls and then consider something as an Eser up to be a Pesach. If you follow through the words again, he says Masha'in Kain, if you like about it, Yesh Pirza Echad Gud or Achaz Gudola Yoser Migimel Tvachim. Then okay, you can't call it Pesach. It's an important chilek that these Tataz are saying. He's saying, even within the wall itself, it can be Yos Paritz Rubalaman. Can be parts of Rulam, provided they're close by together, and provided that none of the openings is more than 10 Tvachim. It's 10 Tvachim. That's not a Pirtsa Gedolah. Pirtsa Gedolah, we call the Pesach, only if the walls that abut it, or surround it, whatever we're going to use, is an actual wall, not rely on Rulam. That's the Pirtsa Gedolah. Okay? So now let's turn, we saw this before, but if you look in the Sugan Erev, in the Mishnah, first mission, the second paragraph, Erev, Yud Zayin Vav. We saw this more than once this year. Okay, the mission says the seven Osim Pasim Libiros, right? Pasim Libiros. Osim Pasim Libiros, Arba Diyumdin, Nira Kishmon. Remember, Diyumdin is this right angle. Okay, you can have four right angles that look like eight. They look like eight because it goes in each direction. Dibur Behuda, Rameir Omer, Shmon, and Nira Kishnemo. So you have to have 12. You have to have one in the middle also, the side. And each of the four corners, so 2 times 4 is 8, and one in the middle also, so it's 12. Arba the Arba Pshutim. Rashi. Osim Pasim Rosh. Shib Rishus HaRabim. Right? It's in Rishus HaRabim. Ubi Rosh, the wells, the pits, are Atzman Rishus HaYachanim. Shamukim Asar, the more than 10 from the leave. Ain Yachal Amalash Man, but Osim Pasim Elo, Lachin Lan Heke. Shia Pasim Halal, Osim Esvivo, Samoa Rishus HaYachanim. These Pasim make the area that's surrounding this pit as well, Rishus HaYachanim. The Amal of Yotzi, not Shom. Take it out, put it right there. It's Rishus Yochanan. The Tichnas Meima, bring your man in there, let it drink. The Umdin, Rashi, Amudon, Irmosh, Kishlaim, Shosu, Kamar, Zev, Shalom, right hand. Ukshenu, Atsu, Bekarka, Lefaz, Drom, Is Marovis, note that Dof, Achat, Lebizu, Kutsido, Achat, Lezofan, from the southwest corner, make one of them pointing towards the east, one of them pointing towards the north. Vashen, Lefaz, Marovis, Sofanis, you put one in the northwestern corner, Tsido, Achat, Lebizu, one's facing, one of the things facing east, the Tsido, Achat, Dom, etc. שנוס על ארבעת נער הפרס, נמצא לכל רוח, שתי עמוס, דופן, עמו, כנגד עמו, מרח בינתיים. Okay? And he adds, if you look at Rameyer, he needs his pshutim, the answer. Okay? He needs in the middle. So Tosus is, the first, the Tosus there, and everything else down the base, nine, he has a kasha. Okay? Tosus is holding. What do you need? V'hoda amr la'el, that tells one baby, we saw that too. Hacha agmarach, one of the Moshe, lo tifrot, hainu hechad, right? Remember he said, the halacha moshim sinah is, don't let there be more parts in the amr. Or the other way around, don't let there be amr, but make sure there's more amr than parts. And that, I mean, was what is exactly equal, right? Remember we saw that how the halacha moshim sinah works. But the question is, basically what Tosus is asking is, why is this a problem of parts ruv al amr? You have a whole area, all you have is, you know, on each side, on each ruach, you have the board sticking out of the northwest corner, the board sticking out of the southwest corner. And maybe according to Rebbe, you have something, according to Buda, you have something in the middle, but still, there's much more open area, so why isn't this a problem? That tells us cash, right? Why isn't this a problem? So he says, no, Haino hecha de leker shom dalad mechitzes, ki hecha de kiocha, the whole ikka b'chol tzad amakan, b'choshet pesach. He says, no. When are we worried about amun reports? When there is no wall, there's no actual solid wall. But here you have an amun that, and each side, that's a solid wall. And that's what Tosus answers. Okay? In other words, when you have four walls, this thing has four walls. Each corner has, you know, an amun, or again, according to, you'd have in the middle also. So that's called the wall. Then the gap is only considered what? A pesach. In plain English, when we have four walls, so then parts, well, there's not an issue. Okay, whatever open space is called the Pesach, end of discussion. That's the answer to Tosus, right? Yes, good. Those are now. Look at the Rashba, he has other theories. Rashba there in Arabic, there's not a base source 10. Osim Pasim Diroz, Harbo the Yumin, Nirin Kishmon, Afa Gab, the part of Ulama. Right, he has the question more explicitly. Isn't this a problem part of Ulama? Mechitza the Raisa, it's still a Mechitza Raisa. Why? And Zoka Tokhan Chayim, Mechitza Mar. Dilab Mechitza, Hekashar Banal Tultalay. I mean, it's a tzad mechitza. Rabban couldn't have allowed you to carry it. V'had, I mean, el v'sukah hachmerak v'rabban lo shegidor ruba. Ina milo tifritz ruba. The Gemara earlier that said halacha moshmi sinai is either it can't be more amud than parts, or it has to be as much parts amud. Again, the question being, let's go around. It can't be parts amud. It has to be as much amud than parts, and not to be exact. And we call makom shamina medelachula alma miya parts rabban lo v'lad mechitza he. Everybody agrees. However you phrase halacha moshmi sinai, the only nafkah min is going to be what's exactly 50-50. But kula alma, everyone agrees, me at least, parot v'ruba la'amod, la'amod lav mechitzi. If it's more parts, it's for sure it's not a mechitzi. So why is it good here? Ikul amenda l'hatsam gzeir d'rabbanam kama, u'dvar Torah, filu parot v'ruba la'amod mechitzi. You're right with them. The answer gives you right, and guess what? The whole din, you're right, the whole din of amod v'ruba la'amod is being a requirement, only d'rabbanam. Okay, and therefore the passive heroes works on the right level, it works. Okay, in a harami, it works on the right level. With we who required, who said you need omen raw parts, so you can't, you need omen raw, so that's in the rabbanon. Okay, and the truth is the Gemara, the Gemara called the halacha moshe sinai agmari, right, which sounds like it's more than the rabbanon. That's a question, right? Remember the Gemara's lashon gemiri. Or Agmarei, it means Allah Moshe Sinai. It seems to be Allah Moshe Sinai, and not just the Drabbanon. Okay? This is a stomach question. But sometimes Allah Moshe Sinai can also mean, you know, conclude Drabbanon, I suppose. That's what you have to say. No? I don't know. I don't think that question. It's not a great question. No? There's so much discussion. What do you mean by what we're saying? Then it's it's only the Drabbanon, the Gemara calls off Moshe Sinai. What do you think? I don't know. That's a question, right? I don't know. Okay, so it's an additional definition of Moshe Sinai. Now, again, you know, there are things we think about, you know, that perhaps Moshe was taught it, but it didn't put it into use or something like that. You know, that story that Moshe came back in the base bench of Akiva and he saw him making things. And where did this come from? Oh, it's Allah Moshe Sinai. I felt better. Remember? So I have to look at those all Allah Moshe Sinai. I said, there are abundance there also. I'm not sure. It's not an answer question. But anyway, that's the shita of the Rivet and the whole chid. And a halami. And a halami. It is good, right? So that's why the passwords work. Okay? That's what he answers. Inami, says the Rashba, fourth line. Kol sheyesh mechitza bepeos v'iko sham ar mechitzos afilo paris meruba haven mechitzos. Okay? V'hos v'leka sham ar mechitzos v'leka dolphin repeos we represent our tofasim now. And this sounds a little like Tosfos. Not sure it's exactly the same, because basically he's saying when you have the four walls, when you have four walls, we're not worried about, you don't need Amud Meruba. Basically that's what he's saying. Okay? You see, Tosis, and when I first saw it, I thought it sounded exactly like Tosis, right? That's the character of Tosis. And he said, Kadiv Rabbeinu Sin at Sopasa, you know, which could mean that's what Tosis, but he phrased it a little bit differently. Okay?
The building that, you know, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of compares to Thomas Maki. Like, it's just kind of like, it's clear from all sides that this is like a separate
area,
even though, like, you may not have, like, the Mechitzas actual.
Okay, but my question is I hear, but is the Rosh Hashanah saying the same thing as Tulsa then?
I think so. I think you kind of read that into it.
That's how I read it. Then I thought you could say that Tosfos basically said, you know, we disregard. There is a din of Amud Meruba. You need Amud Meruba parts. But if it has four walls, you can disregard the din. Right? You can ignore the din. Because it becomes a Pesach. Whereas according to Rashba,
where does it say it's because it
look at the end of line.
Yeah.
Whatever. We can't push it past them. It sounds like Tosfos is saying there is still a din of Amud Meruba Parus, but you don't need it. You ignore it over here when you have walls. Whereas Rosh Boa may be saying that when you have four walls, you don't need it. Not even a din. Okay, I don't know. You can clear. Okay. I mean, you definitely need either four walls or Amud Meruba Parus. That's for sure. Okay, that's what comes out in the Rashba. Okay, it's interesting. Now, if you take a look at the Rambam, Perk Dalal Sukkah on the Yubayz. Okay, so the Rambam says, Sukkah Shiyesh L'Psachal Harbay, V'yesh B'Ksaleh Chalonos Harbay, Rizuk Shirin, V'afo Pish Avaraz B'Vul Amud, V'vad Shalai Shom Pesach Yeser Aneser, so the Rambam said, like we said before, okay, it looks to me here, okay, like this Rambam is arguing Rashi, right? Because the Rambam seems to say that each individual wall can what? Can be part of the wall, right? He says, in other words, Afal Pish Parzal, it would do each individual wall. As long as it's not bigger than 10, opening up bigger than the SMS, okay, it's only up to 10, 12, but the 10 hours, but but if you don't have that big an opening, sounds to the Rambam pretty clear that each individual wall can be. So I'm saying there seems to be a machlokas here between Rashi and Rambam according to the simple reading. Okay, sounds like each wall can have parts of Meruba, right? Are we right? You don't think so? We'll see the Magen Mishnah doesn't think so. Okay.
No, he kind of just says.
But what knows me is that the Yesh Bir Koslel, Koslel means its walls, plural, right? Yesh Bir Koslel Chalonos Harbe. Even though, now, you're right. Okay, look, so let's look at the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah doesn't learn like I just said. Okay, the Magen Mishnah says, Dalach Yubay is parked out of Sukkah 12. He says, Sukkah is Shigesh of Sukkah Marvin, Bryce Hashem, Dolphin Sukkah of Shabbat, but you've been a Kona Harry Hashem Zoma Tatu. You say, Shabbat of Sukkah, your Shabbat, and it has all the move all parts, and it's Sukkah Pirish. Beruach Shishis. Like a mission says, like we were saying before in Rashi, the Ba, the Taz, said before, right? They're only talking about the third wall, Ruach Shlishis. Okay? It's only the third wall. But that meaning, there, period, Ruach Shlishis, the died, the Sukkah, Mechitis Tepa, Ob Paz Dalek, Vishman's Bar. Al Vishtayim, Haray Dina Kedin Shabbos. With the first original two, the same Dina Shabbos. It's gotta be what? It's gotta be all number one parts.
Right.
Okay? The first two. So that's what we say, Rashi. That's how you understand the Ram also. Now, again, how do you get Paris Ruach Shlishis? That's what he heard, he said. Well, is that Kazwan is Al Khan, Dinze, Uchiotzibo. Uchiotzibo over Perth, Tassan, Uchashat, Baruchum. Okay, but he says, Vishon Rach Vador, Oma Shecholko of him. Okay, but anyway, he said, all the Gemara is pointing that direction. So it's only talking about the third wall.
Even with the third wall.
The third, right. Right.
I mean, even the first two walls, what should be four walls to give it to his best apple, still can't be.
Can't be, according to the Rambam, right. No, but you're right, but that's what I said before. But I'm saying the way you could definitely the Rambam is disagreeing with Rashi. Okay?
Yeah.
Disagreeing with what we learned Rashi. He may be saying each wall, yeah, that's the point. To me, when I first read that was the Pashas in the Rambam, that each wall can have parts of Ruben. Kaslel, right? Each one can be parts of Ruben. The Magna Mishnah doesn't learn that way. The Magna Mishnah says, no, it's only for the third wall. Because so is the Ketzer Mishnah. In 13, the Ketzer Mishnah says, Sukkah is from Rabbi. Because of Rabbi Magid, the Das of Enda, the Hod, the Tanya, the Seir Shabbat, the Sukkah. How do Dafki Baruch Shishis? Okay. There's a Kosher. Then came out of Tzorcha when the Kosher Shari. You should have mentioned that rule here. Shari Kar Kosher Din Dofen Shishis is that power. We discussed the third wall elsewhere. And there's just talk the third wall. They should have included this din over there. But near the Alchem Rabbi Magid, Shalom Achshiru Bepart Ruach Amid Elam Dofen Shishis Dafki. Shekain Motzin or Shekelebo. He's saying we find other kulas regarding the third wall. So this is, it could be only a tefach on a certain sort of a pasdal in other circumstances. So therefore, you have this kul also. So that's a Kesemish also has a rabbi. Which again, it seems to be the consensus. Okay, take a look at the Ritva. Okay, source 14. Who's Ritva in this? Here, Tafsan and Alphan Sukkah. 14. Gears to the swarm. You say your Shabbos on Sukkah, Shabbos in the Territory of Home and the Well Parts, which means the Pirs Rashi. The Lo Shori, the Tilto, Linden Shabbos, and the Dalam Machitas. The Lo Shalom, the Abe, and Sukkah, Harbin, and Koruch, Shain, and Surah, and Pesach. Throwing into it and so on, but what I want to bring out from the law is that the dolphin shlishes, haporas, kaimin, the discussion, and the sukkah, alpha, plishish, bo, milvad, so it's a pesa, of porus, maruba, la, all, and the priest of the Hamasha, ain't came to Shabbos, the low sharp, and the rice, the chito shlishes, I'd show only maruba, la, porus, the gilma, chito shlenos, bina, Hashem, and bezu, the leka, the tabashoka, so it's pesa, of porus, maruba, la, but, I know the machin, the lorama, the sharp, the shabbos, the sukkah, the shlishes, the lorama. So, again, that's the, that is the Ritva is also like that in the third wall. Okay?
That's a big Kiddush to read in Gemara. I mean, he's saying the whole Kiddush, what Abaye was saying in the Chumra of that
Shabbos,
right, only applies to the third side. I mean, it's a totally different way of reading Gemara, which comes out.
Well, it comes out all the Shabbos that way, yeah.
Yeah. Some of the
iPad. Yes,
and some of the passages are reading Gemara.
Yeah,
the Chumar Levi was going on. The Pashas, though, the Chumar Levi was going on every wall.
They wouldn't need parts of those anywhere. You would be out able to have parts of Ruben anywhere.
Right. That by Sukkah.
By Sukkah, yeah. By Sukkah, you can always have parts of even even on the individual walls.
Right.
If you have Chosa Pesa.
If there's Pesa. Hashem came by Shabbos, that you can have even.
Oh, you're asking the love of it, she went to Chosa Pesa.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the Mechaim will see. Yeah.
Right.
That's what Mechaim says.
This way of reading the Ritva explains the Rambam for that, because right. everything is going on only for while there's two parts.
It's a whole discussion.
Then it comes out on every other right. ball, there's no Tzuris Pesach.
Right. So basically, when Rosh Chaim is sold again, Tzuris HaPesach can't create, also the other point, Tzuris HaPesach can't create a wall.
Right.
The Rosh Chaim said, right? Tzuris HaPesach can't create a mechitza, can fill in blanks, can fill in space, but it can't create a new wall. So, yeah. So if we have to say that, yeah. So the Gemara.
Yeah.
You're saying the Gemara flows better if you say it's about everything.
Right. It's just that the Mechitza Gemara doesn't make much sense. They want to say that. Rivka wants to say that. My Chum was only going
right.
on the
third wall.
Which really comes out to make it a Kula. Being if I was going to be punished a Kula for the third wall, and so basically,
right.
which doesn't exist by the other wall, and so basically,
right.
it doesn't exist at all.
At all, Shabbos, right. Cool is by the third one, yes. That's his name. Good. Well, well thought. Now let's take a look at the Rosh here, Perk Allison, please. What is it? What did I say? Perk Allison. Simchas, yeah. It's kind of in the middle. You say Rosh Shabbos. We didn't find it. I lost the place, just a minute. Did I make a mistake here? What is this? It's in a Ches, right?
Yeah.
Here it is. But in my edition, it's three lines before the end of the first column. Okay, you say Rosh Shabbos El Sukkah, Shal Sukkah and Teres with Tevach, Rosh Shabbos and Teres Elav Omer Ruvel Aparis. Pirish Im Ha'ev Hekef Pesachim, She Ain Kan Tzuris HaPesach, Ain Ran Tzuris HaPesach. But Starfin Im Aparis Levat El Omer Mashen Kan Sukkah Dal Sagile Bebeis Gil Chosin Afilu Yesh Bebeis Al Pesachim Harbe Be Ain Lan Tzuris HaPesach and so on. So the Rosh is a little different than Rashi. Rashi is the one that has a few. So Rosh also seems to be saying. So in Harbe, the Rosh seems to be saying that each individual wall can also be Omer Ruvel apart, not just the third wall. Okay, V'chein Pirish Rashi. Rambam put in brackets, and not really true this Rashi said necessarily. But Rambam is all cause of actually Shom Pesos El Eser. Avon Hoya Shom Pesos El Eser. Afu Mishishul Tzuris El Pesach. Tzorach Shei Ba Parts Mo Omer V'chein Kaz V'Zeh Bar Mitzvot. The Divrei Temahein. That's why the Torah wrote. My father doesn't agree. The Divrei Temahein. That's where he disagrees with the Rambam, right? He says you have a Tzuris HaPesach, always works. But Rambam went to the moment is the beginning of the Rosh. The beginning of the Rosh seems to indicate what? That even individual defunos can be more, can be parah to move along with. No?
Is it? The heck of
Sakim Shin Ventures
Pesach and Starkin Apart. The
Bahil
only.
It sounds like using the same motion in the Starkin Torah. Like who said?
Like the
Torah.
I think so.
Yeah, it's true. But again, it's not but the individual. I mean he quotes, he says in Nira Donir Rosh. But what I'm saying, remember the Torah said that?
Yeah.
Torah said that the Rabbi is disagree with the Rabbi. What are you asking?
No, I'm saying the original Lashon.
Oh.
You say Shabbos is other just coming very good Tevach. The Shabbos is even better over Omi Rul Apart.
Right.
In my head, if something changed and said that I'm starting in a part of the battle Omi. The language is starting.
Yeah. What was the problem? Oh, it makes it look like a total, I mean.
Yeah.
Not the individual walls. The only thing is, Vesuki says, I feel a yesh, look on top of the next column. I feel a yesh, but beis had fanos, the two kilchosmos, psach and harbe. You mean harbe won't be Omen Ruah parts, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that,
maybe.
He definitely explains the case of Shabbos the way that the Torah explained the case of Sukkah.
Yeah.
But it can't be that when he then brings his power from King Shabbos, certainly switching up the case.
Right, no, that's
so,
that's correct. Yeah, okay. But again, why did he say Yesh Bo Defeim Tefonos Pesach and Harbe? I mean, Harbe, but not a lot, but not a majority.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, the consensus is that you know, only world over the third. The other ones have to be whole. All right. Let's look now. just to bring this to the end. So the Rambam, well, let's look first at the mission here. Alright, the mission says, if the opening to the mama is wider than 10 amos, so you might, put stuff there to thin it out. Listen. The Yeshua, Zur Pesach, Afo, Pishu, Rocher, that's almost being sort of a line. And Zur Pesach, it's only 10 amos being sort of a line. So Rashi says, the first Rashi says, you might, Yashua lowers, right? The more gives the reason, and then fine. But the Harocha of Me'as Arzimayit is in the same Rashi, but he's really competent next on the mission for us. The Zeu Shir Roch of Stam Shachem. Because that's the ordinary entrance way side. Which Fe'me'ah, you know, we can pass up El Pirzi. Right? More than that, it's not called an open, it's a Pirzi, it's a breach. And I'm being a pass up. Which is ours, Lino's Kahn, the Mai Roch, and he's going to put up some reeds, some posts, to shrink the size of the opening. Well, I mean, all that's so pointless, maybe 10 or less. Okay? And so it's a passive, we said, so it's a passive, I said, left the count, left the count, we call it a longer band, like the words of later. So, Masna there, Behuda, Lachim, Arab, Kameh, Arab, Eno, Tzorach, Lamayat. Okay? This is if you have, so then the more you ask, Amalei, Asni, Tzorach, Lamayat, look at this, Tzorach, Lamayat. In the Mishnah, as Rashi says in 19, I said, asking a Tzorach Lamayit, affiliation with Tzorach Lamayit. Okay? Rabbi Yosef, Medina Rabbeinu Nilman, should have learned the following. Chotzer, Sheruba, Psochem, and Chalonos, Eino, Niteres, Bitzurus, and Pesach, my time. Holy, Esem, Yosef, and Esser, Oster, and Mobu, Upar, and Ruba, and Omer, Oster, and Chotzer, my young, my Yosef and so is a moment, and Rita Mitzvah is a Pesach, of part of all, and Oser Bechotzer, and Rita Mitzvah is a Pesach. In this case, Mitzvah is a Pesach won't work. Okay, my logic. Okay? My logic. Because if something wider than 10 Amos Asur by Moboi, and Mitzvah is a Pesach doesn't help, so by part of all, which is Oser Bechotzer, so Mitzvah is a Pesach won't help there either. Mitzvah is a Pesach doesn't help whatever reason Asur its thing. Okay? The Rambam brings that halacha, parak tezayin, of the Shabbos halacha tezayin. Kol mechitzim, sheyesh bo poritz meruba ala omen eina mechitzim. Abel ha'a poritz, kol omen eretz mechitzim, so I think it's this one. Uvavad, shalom yeh ba'osa ha'pirtz is of the Shabbos, in parak tezayin halacha tezayin. Uvavad, shalom yeh ba'osa ha'pirtz, is pirtz yesh yesh ha'as amas, abel esa amas ha'ayin pesach, okay? You gotta have on the wrong parts. So that's the Rambam. Here's the Shabbos. You go to the back page. The Magid Mishnah there on that Rambam, or the time, I love the design. Call the Kins, wrote the center for Kama, the one here, Shayor, Shaham, Zabika, we saw it, okay? So Ohio appears as soon as it's Pesach. Lomad Zerabeno, Zalma and Misha Mishona. Shah Omer, Shiesha, Tzurza Pesach. Half Mishra Mesli, Misha and Shogun, Beth Rao. Okay? We draw from Mesa Amos, and it's Rokha Mai. Okay? The same Pirish, apparently Zion, it's something else, I don't know. Watch it. Kosa Rabeno, Behu, Shalia, Parz, Ruba, Al Omer, Misha Daito Zal. That's because the Rambam is a Shintosu. Shabahu Yasser, Esther, If Zura Sapesa ka Esemot, I'm sorry, Shabyeser, Shabuyeser, Eser, Im Zura Sapesa ka Eser below Zura Sapesa. That's the Rambam. Okay? Ma Eser below Zura Sapesa, Horus Rubel Amud Lo, Abyeser, Eser is first Horus Rubel Lo. Yahapri, Shadir, Besuga, Nafiral, Shabish, Zuda, Mada, Isla, Kahan, Asis, Chotzer, Sharuba, Psafa, Mahalos, and Teres, Zura Sapesa, O'Brien, the Kama, Psafa, Ubuvacha own world parts, I don't know what in a suit can take on it is also. Rabbeinu Zal talk was all pshat, how bright is it? Pshat, remember the Ri? Okay, was it Yehuda? Yeah. Dharma of Eli made to hold Shabbos, it was sober. I feel about the Islay Masnes, Islay, okay, the following. Umbobo is shiny. Okay, the Mekor of Alma's side of the Ein Somer al Dechios and his Kor Hashem. Just explain the Rambam, you know, why he holds you, you know, that open and mess it up. It's not over or apart. So it appears to Esa, the Eishos of Esa, Esher is like the Olesh, Afil of Parts will over Kor Hashem. If you have it appears to Esa, it has a choice, but he would agree. Okay, that's one thing to see from the Ramagi Mishnah. Let's look now at the Lush Ruchayim. Okay, so again, what comes out, according to the Rambam, a Tzuras HaPesach can fix a Pirtzei Yesen Eser, right? A Tzuras HaPesach can fix a Pirtzei Yesen Eser, or it can fix the problem of parts rule along. But it can't fix both. Right.
It's not given the Rama that it can fix parts of the world, but it's less than Hesed. The Nanush says that.
That's what the Nanush says.
Right, the Nanush wish that.
Oh, you're saying that in the Rama isn't clear.
In the Rama it's not clear that the associate brings the Mara.
Yeah, someone else has sort of, yes. Says, sort of
there's a, yeah.
I thought it was part of Shah Rama. Okay, the Rama says, the Vashar of Osan Pritzu, yes, Allah's Amos. But the Tzuras HaPesach can take care of the problem of Pirtzei even Yesen Eser, and it can take care of a problem of Paras Merubah, let's assume like him, but it can't take the two together.
Right.
Now, the question is, why not? I mean, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore it's not Paras Merubah considered Paras Merubah, so why is it also not considered? For that, you know, what's the story? The game, it's not strong to take care of two problems. Matthias, why it takes care of the problems, no? What's the story here? Okay? A Tzuras HaPesach should be able to fix both. A Tzuras HaPesach makes it into a Mechitza. Okay? So therefore, it's not a piercing as an asset. Okay? And it's also not our real parts. We'll view it the same way. It's for both, even. For piercing as an asset and for. So the question is why? So this is the Yisod of Reb Chaim. That's what Reb Chaim is getting at over here. Let's take a look at it. Okay. Let's see Reb Chaim. Okay. So first he quotes the Rambam. Kol Mechitza. Let's read again. Halachat Tez. This is the Hilchos Shabbos on that Rambam. Hilchos Shabbos Perek. That's not Halachat Tez. Yeah. Let's go through it together. Kol mechitza sheyesh bo parts mubal alam. Ena mechitza. My parts can all be raised in tares, but she goes on princess sheyesh es amas. Ava es amas as a pesa, but how the parts of zoo, the pirates of zoo, too as a pesa. Ava sheyesh bo yoser. So ena mechitza mechitza mushalaya parts mubal parts mubal alam. Okay. V'chein, this is Rambam of Shabbos. The Chaim first of all says that Rambam is consistent, as we saw. V'chein, posak, perk, dal, mechitzov, sukkah, like a base. Okay, we close that. This is El Shem. Sukkah she'elo psachim rabin v'yesh b'kosle ha'chalonos har be'ari z'pshir v'achal pi shepart mo'avod ovad she'shom pez yesel eser v'mahar shom pez yesel eser yesel eser v'chal p'sholo she'yesh v'tzuz ha'pez v'tzor she'yom porotz v'ruvel ha'avod. Okay, it's got to have one or the other. All right?
We said before that
everything's a
won't work for
Tzuras HaPesach
won't work for both
at the same time. Right.
But it sounds like Reb Chaim thinks that.
Where do you see that?
Let's read it
again. Let's see.
In oil, Esr Meser Moel Gamma Parts of Rubab, and Kinner Rabba, the Mazapal Hatzur, Spes of Moel Yasr Meser, became Eich Pasak Kulu Mahani Parts of Rubab Omei.
But the Rambam only allows a pirtzi as an eser if there's almud merubah.
Right.
Right. Well, let's
so
go
first. So even if it's yes or eser.
Yeah.
If it's part of merubah, it doesn't help.
Right.
So it's clear that it's fixing yes or eser, but it's not fixing part of merubah. Saying it only fixes.
I thought it doesn't fix the two at the same time.
Right. Yeah,
No?
Right, but that's what he said at the end.
Yeah, so
it's his left. But in his middle sheet, he explains it, it's not fixing.
At all.
At all.
Yeah. Okay, let's go through what he said. I didn't print the whole thing. I sort of got cut off for a second. So. Alright, let's just go through what he said. וכן פוס ברגל את השבת וסוג על רבי זה לשון סוכו של שפסוח הרבה יש בכסה חלוס הרבה הרי זה קשה אפילו שפוס בעומד ובעד שיש שם פסע עשה עשה והרי שם פסע עשה עשה אפילו שיש את זה בזה בצורה של פרס בעומד רעת השבת אין בעד את מישהו שהקשה הרבה ערן דפי נעל בבור דהוד את צורס הפסח עם מול בפרס בו עומד תולוי תולוי בדולה בדינת צורס הפסח Imoli esen esen, gamu parz mu alamu. You can a Rambam the pasuk kacha the tzuras apesah moli esen esen. Can a pasuk lo mahani parz mu alamu. Right.
Right. So it doesn't work parz mu alamu.
But it is by itself.
Yeah.
It doesn't right.
That's what that's
basically
people. I think he's assuming that at the beginning. Later on, he clarifies it's not true.
Right. So the Rambam looks like. It can fix parts of all by itself. No?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, well, let me just do a little vital. Okay, you're right. Here it says it will work for one. But, you can't have Rambam, the Pasuk Kacha, the Tzur Tzimesh, the Moel, the Yosem Nes, you can't have Pasuk Kacha, the Tzur Tzimesh, ובאמת שעצם דירה בקושה מה שפוסק גם בסוכה זה אין מול שעושה בזה לפרץ בו בעומד בקושה דרך גם בסוכה פוסק גם זה גם פרץ בו בעומד קושה אם כן הלו איקר תולי רק אם שעושה פסח מול לי עשם עשר וכיוון זה מול לי עשם עשר אם כן דין פסח עליו ואולו זה לא איך בסון כל מה שפרץ בו בעומד בקושה הלו פסק הרמה גם בסוכה זה אין מול שעושה פסח פרץ בו בעומד right? It doesn't work. Bine kosher l'rab. Bine kosher l'rab d'omar. The ain't to a pesach moly as mess. Kain ain't a moly parts of a lava. For the super shaman came. I hook us up to a certain lava never. Came with the ad eser gam pisso the alba lo. The lo to a pesach. Gam ke ain't a lin pirso. And a certain title. We ask the eser. O parts of a gam to a pesach lava hain. So when does it work? Our Igam says a pesach, so we need pesach. Commotion pesach by parakas al b'shabbos. The tzuras ha pesach. Shall also be tzad also called. We should be pesach with karen zavis lo avi inchi. We saw that already. Okay, but our ized the pesach with karen zavis lo avi inchi. And a matlo gets him tzuras ha pesach. Barak the b'mokko b'dino tolo b'din pesach. Who da ha b'dino the hoil the pesach with karen zavis lo avi inchi. Gal kein lo cholo v'shun pesach pesach. But kocha the gam tzuras of pesach is so dino taller within pesach. You can write tzorach in. You came with the gam below tzuras of pesach called posach. But as pop of pesach, din pesach below din pirtzi. You can't tzuras of pesach my hana. My hana. I don't know tzuras of pesach tzorach in. When is it to work? What case will it work? Now poshim is it? The shnei yodim before the hindi kar. The psachim be'alma. Af agav the din pesach aleho alo. Upaka minashin pirtsa gluur beirin avo. Bechen burlein, which is hand after zvap, and shin kupesa. Al mi kol mokom eina bechal stima, o mechitza su lahatir. Vikar din mechitza, which is yachin nasa rak, ay de yeser ha mechitza al metis. Bechen pesa mo rak, lafkia minashin pirtsa o seres. Okay, that's so what is Karofi? But it doesn't matter, we get to yourself. Okay, let's say it again. According to Chaim, and first of all, I said at the end, the Chaim in fact says that a Torah Sar Pesach cannot create a Mechitza. It can stop up a gap within Mechitza, but it can't create a Mechitza. Okay? Okay, for 1 second. So what's with Chaim now? Why is your question going to be answered? I should have printed the end. That's where it goes back. You know, yeah. You read the end?
I can read, like, where he asked that. I don't know where he spells that.
They read it to me? I skipped over the rise. No, just the end where it says that line. See, again, like this, according to Chaim, Paratz Merubah Alam is good by Sukkah, right? That's what we say. We all agree, Paratz Merubah is good by Sukkah, but there's a problem of Pirtzi Yes and Eser.
Only the third.
Well, that's the question. Okay, is that only by the third wall?
It's not the way we're in the beginning.
Right, that's not the way my commission is. Right, he read the Rambam as a problem by every rule, no? Let's see it again.
We're kind of saying that Yesterday Aser and Parts of are two different issues.
Right, that's the point.
One's an issue in the Mechitza, and one's an issue in there being a...
Well, an enclosure.
Right.
Enclosure. See, that's what I want to get to in the end, okay? Rambam's Yisod is the difference between... Should we call it actual mechitzas? You know, this mechitzas, the stopped up wall, the enclosure, right? In other words, but it has to be so that if a pirtza is less than 10 amos, okay, then it's automatically called a Pesach.
So that's what the Torah Pesach fixes.
Right, but Pesach, but you're going to need all the rule of parts. Mm-hmm. There you'll need Omer Pesach. Like I said before, the Chaim Yisod is that a Pesach is only by definition something which has mechitzah on both sides.
Right.
Right? That's the Chaim Yisod. Okay.
Now that only fits if we think that, if we read around the other way, that in the other walls, Tzuris Pesach cannot fix parts of the world.
The other walls of it cannot fix parts of Avon.
Like the way the bridge is ready tomorrow.
Right. So the point of Chaim Yisod just takes care of the Misvara. Okay. You can't use Tzuras HaPesach to create a Mechitza. If you have a Mechitza, and now you have the question of the enclosure and filling in the space, so that's when it applies.
Right. And then the river also the way the salvation was.
Okay, that's it, right? Because now, yes.
Yeah.
So, right, again, you can't use, according to Mechitza, you can't use the Tzuras HaPesach to create a Mechitza. What it does is, it'll stop if you have a machitz already, and your problem is now the Eser to Eser. There's a pirtza, so you can turn that pirtza into the Pesach, right? You don't have to. Right? Okay, what are you saying?
This is the whole letter from Salvation Pesachia that the Torah said you need two full walls.
Right,
one, which is, this is the wall, so you don't need to create a machitza here, because the machitza is
right
here.
It's
just going to be closed.
You see, that's correct. As we'll see, it comes out. Again, we keep coming back to this point. In Hilchos Shabbos, you want to create an area, a surface area that's surrounded by Mechitzas, and I want it enclosed. So that's why on Shabbos, it's a bit stricter. On Sukkot, I need... there's a sukkahs.
No, I think sukkahs, the two regular walls are the same as the
a kapha, right, the first two. But it accomplishes everything you need in the sukkah. Shabbos doesn't accomplish everything. The sukkah, you just need a third wall. But that third wall is not for, you need like a shein mechitza, so to speak. You don't have to have an actual mechitza. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, the Torah said, you know, there's actual mechitza, you don't need a
right, right.
So the Torah
right.
says, it can't be coming to create actual mechitza.
Right, right. Correct. So again, what I'm saying, is that a donor correct? You need a shein mechitza, not an actual mechitza.
He calls it like mukah.
Yeah, but he's talking about the enclosure.
Right.
Did we saw part of the time earlier in the year?
We saw this.
I just think that it's so.
We saw the one right after. Oh, this one was about the lucky. The man was about to tell us locking and like how much Shabbos is going.
Oh, man, okay.
So what answers the Ron's question about why you can't just have if Tzuris Pesach is explicit in all Yasa, why can't you just have
Tzuris? Right, but that's also important, yes. So the answer is not.
Right.
No, it's not, it can't, the Zohar Chaim all remember is that Tzuris Pesach can't create a Mechitza. Okay, it can be Miyachet, or it can fill a blank, but it can't create a Mechitza. Okay, an actual Mechitza. When your only problem is Omen Ruba Laparis, you have a Mechitza. Now you're just not enclosed. Okay? You have a Halachic Mechitza. So then it shows up as it works to close it up. Right?
Yeah. How does it end up Pasi Biros?
Yeah, so Pasi Biros, we said. Why isn't that a problem? No, because you have actual mechitza there. Mm-hmm. I mean, why don't you need a tzuris ha-pesach there?
Why can you have parts ruba?
Why can you have parts ruba? We have actual mechitzas.
So yeah. Why don't you need
a tzuris ha-pesach to seal it there? So I think there's. Yeah, there's some rishonim who say somewhere, maybe they're in Erevin. That what? And it's why Taka don't you need a Tzuris HaPesach? You should. And that's a cool over there. The Freddy Allen's will knock it down or something. There's a rush somewhere. We don't have it in Mar Haven. I believe that. I'll look it up. It wasn't on our sheets. It wasn't on the sheets. I didn't put it in my columns. But I seem to remember that when I was there and I took it in Haven. I think that they should, some Rishonim there were asked, what do they need to remember? The Mishnah said, we saw the Mishnah. You set up these ropes or whatever and have to do them. What a complicated procedure. Why not just make a Tzuris HaPesach? You know, what if they had these things doing three Tfachim? Maybe they had these three Tfachim. So I think that the Rosh, or somebody there says, because you're afraid that it's going to, that the animals will knock it down or something. Or the Tzuris HaPesach only works, when we deal with. People live in an area, it's like, and that's not for animals, or something. It's something like that. I don't remember. It's a good question. I don't remember. I would not look it up. I think that I didn't put it in the sheet. I came across it. I didn't think it was necessary. I think it's the rush there. And that's one of the Shonim there in Erevin says that about the Tzuris HaPesach. Okay? But again, according to the Rambam, the way the Rambam runs around, the Tzuris HaPesach can't create a wall. Or should it only close up a piritza? It can only close up a piritza. Okay. All right, maybe we'll stop here. I want to talk a little bit about Lovod, because Rashi mentioned about Lovod also. Let me also give you a heads up in terms of scheduling. So tomorrow we'll learn, so I'll shoot this one tomorrow.